Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
My life will never be the same. Girl, you came and changed the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I feel for you. But girl, you know it's true. Stay with me. Feel my and I'll be all you need.
Show.
Oh, yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Salute to Katundra Brown Jackson. Man, we want to shout out to her on tonight. Man, this is Woman History Month. Mandy, we're back in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello. We are back.
Well, we're excited to be back on another Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the network, that's coming in on the phone line. Welcome to another show. We just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor Show. We are over here on We Talk Radio Network. Let's talk it up with Mandy. That's where we was talking over on the other network.
Right.
Mandy, glad to have you in the building tonight.
I am glad to be back, E-Man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you. Listen, we ain't on the quiet storm. This is not the quiet storm.
It is after 9 p.m. This is when we start winding down.
Well, we want to thank all you guys that's joining us for another great show over here on the E-Man After Show. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action over here on We Talk Radio Network. We've been around for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And, man, we so peacock proud, hyena happy of We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
And if you want to follow us, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com because we're on all social media. And me and every Sunday night, you give us a few of those sites. You ain't got no different ones over there?
You know what? I listen.
Because, you know, I love listening to on Spotify over there, you know. And
right.
But if you guys do want to follow us on our social media platform, you can go to these different sites and just download wetalkradio.com and pull it up. You'll see We Talk Radio Network and if you're around the job, you're around the, you know, you're working around the house, you can listen to all the previous shows over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and whatever podcast site of your choice, if you enter We Talk Radio Network,
mm-hmm.
it just may come up. So just try searching the name.
Yeah, you could do that because, you know, we have a lot of great things over here on this network. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley.
Yes.
Shout out to all the powers to be. But, man, help me out with some of them sites over there.
Yes. So we're on Deezer, Podcast Addict.
Oh, you're going to do it backwards.
Yeah, I'm going to do it backwards. Listen Notes, Player FM, Amazon Music, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Alexa, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Buzzsprout, CastBox, Castro, Pocket Cast, Overcast FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Yes, yeah, so and you can check out all of them. Oh, you're going to try to switch the list up. Oh, you ain't slick. Well, yeah, you can go to those sites, guys. Why? Because we're on all social media. Then we have a YouTube channel that we have over here. You can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share. You can make a comment if you like. But, man, if they need to share, what do they have to do? You gonna do that backwards?
Okay, so you want to hit the notification bell. Hit the notification bell so you can be notified when We Talk Radio Network upload new content for you. Also, you want to hit that subscribe button. That's right next to the notification bell. So once you hit the subscribe button, you'll be subscribed to the page.
Yes. Yes, you can do that, and you can just join our family over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we so peacock proud and hyena happy of you guys that's coming in. So the phone lines are lighting up. The mm-hmm. network is lighting up. We just come off the end of the Mentor Show, had a great show over there. It's Woman History Month. March is the Woman History Month, and man, I tell you, salute to all the women. You heard that clip of Katundra Brown Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, she's the first black woman and former federal public defender,
yes,
who served on the Supreme Court.
Yes, she is.
Bad sister.
She is a bad. Let me, man, I honestly celebrate Miss Katundra Brown Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love when she stood before Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way she answered her questions. I love how she stood her grounds. She stood firm, and she stood with grace.
Yeah,
they were not able to silence her, nor did they intimidate her. So I absolutely just gained. I just have another level of respect for her. I mean, it's awesome that she's in office, but I love a person that is assured of themselves and know how to stand their ground.
Yes, and so we want to salute to you, Miss Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court, you know, judge. She's the first black judge, woman judge. Up there making some decisions.
She really is.
Yeah, so kudos to you it being Woman History Month. And shout out to all the women out there. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis, who's been the founder. She's the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network for 12 years.
12 years.
Mm-hmm. She's been put her foot to the plow, and man, she's just doing an awesome job behind the scenes, making it do what it do.
That's right.
We Talk Radio Network is still standing.
That's right.
Strong.
Trailblazer.
So we want to appreciate her, allow us to sit here every Sunday night at these microphones. A black man created these microphones, and she pulled them out for us.
That's right.
Yeah, so shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis. You know, she just got married to, you know, Mr. T. Smiley, and we want to appreciate all the powers to be over here, all the personality, Miss Little Destiny Brown, Miss Little Riley, and Mr. T. Smiley, Mr. Jeremy Glenn, and to my girls over there, Brand New Day, Miss Emily Blue, and Miss Deanne Lack. If you're out there tonight, email us at Where's Up. They just come off We Talk Radio Network. They show is Brand New Day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to go back and listen to all these great shows, but, you know, always, you know, if you can't slide over there to We Talk Radio, I mean, Blog Talk Radio, and check out Men to Slide over here at 7 o'clock for a Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lack. They have some great conversations.
Right, and it's at 8 p.m., right?
8 p.m. It's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we want to, yeah, that's your competitive. They on when you on, you know.
Okay, yeah, they are on when I'm on, I forgot.
But we want to appreciate all of you guys, and thank y'all for listening, man, because we listen over here. The key to radio is listening.
Yes. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Shots fired. Okay.
Ain't
got
nobody
you.
Talking about you.
Now, you looked at me when you said it. Shots fired. Okay.
Yeah, well, we appreciate all of you guys, man. We have just had a blessed day. Those of you know, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Shout out to Dallas-Fort Worth, Funky Town.
Yep, yep.
Shout out to Folk Party Worth over there. Shout out to the Potter's House over in Fort Worth, Pastor Winfield over there in Fort Worth.
That's the place to be. That is the place to be. Well, no. Well, Fort Worth is a good place. I'm sorry. You just said, listen, Frisco. Potter's House, Frisco is the place to be.
Oh, you just
shout out to all the Potter's House, but Frisco is home.
You just like Pastor Cheryl Brady.
Yeah. I love Pastor Cheryl Brady.
Well, yeah, yes. Shout out to all of those powers to be over because we have what we have. Potter's House, Frisco.
Do.
We
mm-hmm.
have Potter's House, Fort Worth, and then the main here in Dallas, and then we have one Potter's House, One Church, LA, in Los Angeles.
Right.
So shout out to all the Potter Houses, churches, and man, we're getting ready for a big leadership conference getting ready to happen down there in Florida.
Right.
You know, it's the International Leadership Summit. If you're a leader, think you're a leader, you know, want to be a leader, you want to make sure your face is in the place.
And Bishop said today they're almost sold out, so
yep.
Better hurry up.
Yeah, he said a word. He continued his word on today. What an awesome word by Bishop T.D. Jakes. You know, what was his sermon today? He was talking about whatever he talked about last Sunday. We had so many interruptions last Sunday, but we got it. The Timeless Thesis of God was part two today.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's finished that up just as well today. So shout out to the bishop. You know, he called one of them old school altar calls today.
It really did. It was so good. So
yes.
Good.
Yeah, he prepared you to come on to Christ.
That's right.
You know, Bishop is at another level. We want to appreciate you, Dr. T.D. Jakes.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the E-Man After Show. Shout out to the High Rise down there in Dallas, Texas. Want to appreciate all of you guys. Shout out to Mr. Fred Bell. Mandy.
Shout out to Fred Bell.
You know, we do a segment over here called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell every Sunday night. And guess what?
What?
Next Sunday will be a year he's been doing that.
So awesome.
We're gonna honor Fred Bell segment next Sunday night, because on the 21st, I believe it's on the 21st of this month, he'll have been done an Encouragement for the Soul on the E-Man After Show for a whole year.
It's been a year of greatness.
Yeah, he's done them segments. You know, he's been putting them out for a long time.
Right.
And as we talked to him and allowed him to. You know, and he accepted to be a part of doing the segment to help those that, you know, just need a little word before they go to bed. And, man, we're going to honor him. We're going to salute part of our show next Sunday night to his whole segment.
Right. It's been an awesome year. Like, this segment have impacted many people's lives. We've received a lot of great feedback. in regards to the segment. And it's just, you can tell that where Fred Bell is, this is a some of what, because we know there's a lot more that he does and there's a lot more he will do. But this is what he was called to do.
Right,
this is what he was created to do, because his segments, they penetrate. You know, they really do. They're very penetrating. So we appreciate Fred Bell, and I am looking forward to celebrating a year of Fred Bell segments on next week.
Yes, and to all the Fred Bellites that calls in, and, you know, they'll be able to come in. And those of you that's on the network, you know, have you been encouraged by his segment? You know, we'll allow you, we'll bring you in and let you tell us, you know, because a lot of people are always saying how they appreciate his segment. So we'll bring you in and let you encourage his heart. You know what I'm saying? Because his, you know, his work is not going in vain. He's heard all around the globe.
He is. Now, what is his Facebook, his social media handle?
Fred Didabe.
Yeah, guys, go check out Fred Didabe. I mean, you will not be disappointed. If you need encouragement for your soul, check out Fred Bell.
Yes, because he teaches Sunday school class over this. Church on Sunday mornings.
Okay. Yeah.
He called it a Sunday school. He called it a Sunday school service over there at Loving Fellowship Baptist Church. And then he'll slide over here on the E-Man After Show on Sunday nights and do his encouragement for the soul. So he's got a call. He's got a mandate. So he's doing that. But we're going to be honoring him. His 1 year anniversary. We've been here 1 year too. You know. Then I think Fred came on a few months later. You know. And we've been here a year. I just can't believe he's been doing a segment a whole year. Like, God, look, you've been doing a segment. That man, time has flew by.
It has.
And so we're going to be honoring him. So those of you who want to call in, tell his Ikes want to call him and encourage him. Those of you around the network, you know, you've been blessed by a segment. Call in tomorrow night, you know. I mean, tomorrow night. Next Sunday night. And congratulate Dr. Fred Bell. I call him Dr. Fred Bell. You know, everybody's doc now.
Well, you know what? Doctor just really means you specialize. In what you do, right? Expert, right? So, and I mean, it's fair to say Dr. Fred Bell, because what he does, right? It's very anointed, you know. Nuggets, not just words, but really nuggets that are penetrating.
Right.
So, yeah, we're excited. And let me tell you something. Here on the E-Man After Show, we do it big when we celebrate. We have cake in the studio.
I don't know we're doing all that, but...
Yeah, we are. We celebrate Fred Bell one-year anniversary.
We're
going to have cake over in the store. Now, we've been out, unfortunately, but fortunately, I don't know what Fred Bell is going to be doing. We won't be having cake with him, but we will be enjoying cake for him.
Oh, okay. Well, I had to tell him that him and his wife might slide out here and come have some cake.
Right.
Well, we want to thank all of you guys. And that segment is at 9:35 tonight.
Yes.
His segment is at 9:35. And so, man, let's do a little recap of last Sunday night. Last Sunday night, we talked about colon cancer, because March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And so we wanted to prepare all of you men and those women, too, you know, to go get your colon checked out. You know, we talked about that. And then we talked about the Chris Rock stand-up special on next week. Brother got paid $40
million.
You know, he finally opened up his mouth, got paid $40 million. Woo, that boy.
But I heard that was off the chain.
Yeah, and it's still coming in. And so that was a great Netflix special. If you didn't see it, you need to go back out there and see it. You're gonna laugh a while. You're gonna, you know, because you know, it just kind of keeps reminding me of the sermon that Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts over at the Potter's House did. She talked about glory triggers about a few weeks ago. And just really understanding that you can be healing your trigger. When certain things trigger you, when you come through it, you're able to stand in it. And that's what I seen with him. The platform that he has, which is comedy, he was able to come back and stand in that. Because, you know, the Oscar was coming up and he had to be triggered by that moment.
Right.
You know, but for him to do that special around that time and to stand in it and to talk about it and to, you know, be hilarious about it, have his moments about it, it said that just because that happened didn't define who he was.
That's right.
He's still Chris Rock. He stood there with indignity and integrity and man, look at it today. You know, brother getting $40 million.
Listen. A lot of people could not have done what Chris Rock did. I mean, somebody walked up. I mean, it's televised. Millions of people watching. You on stage, you smiling, white teeth. suit on, he walk up and slap you.
Right.
Then walk back to his seat and you know, just begin to speak at you. I just think that Chris really handled that with so much grace. Now, I don't know if he was thinking about his career. I know what he said his mom said, amen.
Uh-huh.
And his mom told him, what did his mom say?
Say, you know, you don't fight in front of white people.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
So I know that, but listen, all that for some people would have went out the window.
Oh, of course.
I forgot about what mama said, police and everything, a TV, because, I mean, that was a slap. But I love the way he conducted himself, and he kept it all together. I mean, no reaction.
Right, right.
No reaction.
And he actually made a joke out of it, you know what I'm saying? He said, Will Smith just came slap the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah, know? He did say that.
But at the end of the day, man, so salute to Chris Rock and to you know, to his team over there. Man, y'all got paid over there.
Yeah.
And so that's what we talked about on last Sunday night. But this Sunday night, man, we're saluting women this Sunday night.
We are.
You know, the month of March is Women History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we just been saluting women all even on the Men to the Mentor show. But tonight, since you my little chocolate chip, I'm gonna be saluting you tonight. We're gonna be talking to you, Dr. Amanda Massington. But all the great things you got going on, we want to give you your flowers tonight. On since you done been here and I done interviewed you on the E-Man After Show, we're going to talk a little bit about you with all of we're doing a new segment over there on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It's Let's Talk It Up with Mandy. It's Girl Talk. Me and y'all having some great conversations. We'll talk about what you talked about tonight.
Okay.
You know, we'll talk about all the other great things that you got going on. Why? Because each woman today is putting their foot into the sand.
Right.
Making a footprint. And you're making, I mean, one of the young ladies is, was on your show just a minute ago, just in tears. Why? Because she got a release and some deliverance just in Let's Talking It Up.
Yes.
You know, and so we're going to talk about all of that. But you guys, tonight, you're listening to the E-Man After Show. Man, we come around the domino table. We come around and me and sit around the domino table and, you know, we talk sports. We talk church. We talk, you know, whatever we talking about, we talk politics. We talk it all over here on the E-Man After Show. We don't discriminate with no conversations. We're not biased. And at the end of the day, that's not a right or a wrong answer.
That's right.
Because we're not trying to prove nobody to be wrong, or we're not trying to prove nobody to be right. We think your voice need to be heard, and you never need to be silent, and no matter who you are. You know, it's a lot of times, man, a lot of people allow people to silence them because if you don't live up, quote unquote, to set standards of what people think, you know, and we're going to get into a little bit of that, you know, we're going to get into a little bit of that tonight, because a lot of people are hindered by being who they are because they have allowed someone to hold them back based off of what they think.
Due to an opinion.
Yes.
So many people can be doing so much, E-Man, but they've listened to opinions of others, right?
Right.
And they were going down one road and they took a detour, not a detour for the betterment, but just a detour because they listened to someone else. Feelings, emotions, and what they thought. Well, what they thought, was fitting for them, but it what you think may not be fitting for me.
Right, right.
So, yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of that tonight. Man, shout out to the high rise once again downtown to Jordan. Hello, Mr. Jordan.
Shout out.
Mr. Jordan is down in the high rise. Shout out to Chuck World Class Barbershop over there in Plano, Texas. Shout out to Mr. Chuck. Shout out to you, sir. Shout out to all of you that's texting me. Yeah, we live on. We're live on the We Talk Radio Network. Yes, sir. It's amazing how people text you or call you while you're doing the show.
That is so true. I get it all.
Because they say, E-Man, put your phone up. Listen, you can't have your phone with you. I said, well, how many people call? Yeah, well, you're supposed to be doing the show.
Put that phone up.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that, we've been over here for a year. And, man, I can remember 12 years ago when Kia Davis started this network. And, man, I can remember back in the day, she just a personality in her own right. Just bubbly. And right now we are all around the globe. Man, I was checking out the stats, and man, we got some of everybody listening to We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I was listening to the stat. So I want to shout out to a few people, of course, in the United States. Shout out to New York City.
Shout
out to Philadelphia and California. But shout out to China.
China
is listening to We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Canada. Canada is listening.
Uh-huh.
They on the list. United Kingdom's on the list. South Korea is on the list. And Japan is on the list.
All right, yeah.
Shout out to all of you that's listening to We Talk Radio Network around the globe.
That's right.
Man, we want to appreciate you guys because we are heard in so many different time zones. Right now it's daytime somewhere, Mandy.
That's right.
It's evening time somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere. And so we're for all people. You know what I'm trying to say? We want to have conversation and real great dialogue because people are dealing with a whole lot of stuff.
That's so true.
We're living in some different times now, Mandy.
Yeah.
I think Bishop Jake said it today. We're living in the end times. Like he said today, we've been living in the end times.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He talked about, he broke it down so much today when he talked about, you know, how you hear people say, oh, we living in the last days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like he said, they was living in the last days at that time.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? And but what did he say? We're coming to the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Not days. We are in the last days, but we're coming up on the last day.
And we truly are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so to those of you of different time zones, even over there in South Africa, those of you that's all around the globe, you know, we're living in some strange times. You can't be certain about anything now.
So true.
You don't know from one minute to the next, you don't never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Who would think it would be snowing in California?
Mm.
Where the sun is always shining.
Right.
Snowing? Raining in California? It don't rain in California. You understand what I'm saying? But we're living in those kind of times now.
We are.
Mm-hmm. And so we want to appreciate all of you around the globe that... if you want to call up and salute this owner, Miss Kia Davis, she's been around for 12 years. Because it's Woman History Month.
We're
giving everybody their flowers while they living.
That's right.
Whatever you're doing, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, whatever business you have, whatever you're doing, you know, we just want to salute you, my sister, keep your foot in the sand, you know.
Yes.
Why? Because... You know, you may have grandbabies. Somebody's always looking at you, you know.
That's right.
And so you want people to walk away and say, I remember her. I remember him, you know, because that's what we're talking about, the people that, you know, the women that fought for us, the women that's standing for us, you know. Listen, if they're an actor, if they're in politics, if they're judges, if they're lawyers, you know. Shout out to Bishop Vashti McKenzie, the first black bishop. As a woman in the Episcopal Church,
all right,
Bishop Vashti McKenzie. Listen, Bishop Vashti McKenzie is a bad motor schooler, baby.
All right, now.
Yeah, Lordy, who would ever thunk in that particular organization that you would have a black woman bishop?
Mm.
You know, and so we want to shout out to her. We want to shout out to all of you that's doing the doggone thing, you
that's
sisters
right.
out there. So, Mandy. We're going to take a little break. When we come back out of this break, we're going to dive into our conversation. We see you guys standing by on the phone lines tonight. The phone lines are lighting up. The network is lit up. We want to appreciate all of y'all are following the E-Man After Show. Mandy is in the building tonight. And so, Mandy, you ready to take a break? And then we come back out of break, we might just go right into Fred Bell segment.
All right, yeah.
Encouragement for the soul. And so you guys keep it locked, you know, because we need to make a change.
That's right.
You need to make a change?
I agree.
Well, let's join Michael Jackson and see if we can make a change. Uh-oh. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? A broken bottle top and one man's soul.
Looking at when it comes on is the movie Life. The movie starred Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, but there was a character in the movie that was played by Bokeem Woodbine by the name of Can't Get Right. And if everyone remembers Can't Get Right was the character in the movie because he just couldn't get things right. And I say that to say this. Is there anyone out there tonight who felt like they just can't get it right? And the reason you probably can't get it right is because we try to do things on our own. Meaning, we go out on our own strength trying to do these things. We try to accomplish things without putting God in them first. And when I say we can't get it right, does not mean that we mess up everything. But the main things that we want to get right in life, we can't. We can't raise our kids right. We can't have a good marriage. We can't even go to work and just do the right thing at work. But let me tell you, one of the things that I will use myself as an example for is about can't get it right is when, before I got ready to join church, I said that I would join church when I get myself right. Guess what? If I would have waited till I got myself right, I wouldn't be doing Encouragement for Your Soul, nor would I be on the E-Man After Show. You know why? Because I would still be in the world. Apart from Christ, we can't do the right thing. We all will fall short of God's glory, and we have. Because God is holy, and God is perfection. Jesus, who is God in the flesh, lived the perfect life that we couldn't, and he died for our inequities. But all men must repent and believe in Jesus Christ. He made us right before God. Jesus is a believer's only claim, not the good deeds that we do, because we can't do enough good deeds to satisfy Christ. But true faith in Christ will cause us to become a new creation. So when we become that new creation, we do the right thing. Because now we are created new in Christ, and we will have new desires and affections for Christ. His love for us and our love and appreciation for him will drive us to do what is right. It will drive us to obey him and get to know him and love others more. And once we do that, guess what, people? We won't be the ones they say who can't get it right. We will be the ones who say we are doing the right thing. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Hi, I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, WeTalkRadio.com. We want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on the network tonight, that's coming in on the phone lines. We want to appreciate Fred Bell for his statement, encouragement for the soul. We're back in the building. Hey, yo, what's up, Nanny? We want to appreciate all of you tonight standing by on the phone lines on the network. If you want to join the conversation tonight, we'll bring you in. You can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation because tonight, man, we're sitting around the domino table. We're honoring women on tonight. We're saluting women. Shout out to Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yes.
Our first Supreme Court judge. You know, man, she, that sister there just doing the doggone thing.
She really is. She holding it down.
Holding it down. Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
She's holding it down.
Right.
Shout out to our First Lady Sarita Jakes over at the Potter's House Church.
Yes.
She's holding it down.
Yes.
And shout out to all of you ladies that's out there that's holding it down. Shout out to you, Mandy.
Right.
You holding it down for me. You holding it down on the E-Man After Show. You holding it down at the house. Well, you wearing all kind of hats, huh?
Yeah.
Your head big enough.
What, to hold the hat? To wear the hat?
To wear the hat? I think so.
Well, thank you.
Well, we want to appreciate you tonight because tonight I just wanted to sit back and talk to you a little bit because, you know, different ones always ask me about, man, you know, where did you and Mandy meet? Somebody at my job said, well, where did you meet your wife? I said, on the rock.
No, really.
You know, cause they, you know, I'm always joking.
But it's
fun.
Amazing, though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A lot of people, I guess because we do work together,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they ask that question.
Yeah, yeah, I get it all the time. Where did you meet your wife at? You know, I say up under rock, you know. She was homeless. Mama said,
the lies. The lies you tell. No.
I said, my sister told me, you know, they sit out there on the porch and they see.
Oh, you cute tonight.
Yeah, no, just, and so, you know, I just go into telling them, you know, how I started, I did one of your events, mm-hmm. and we got together, we created these
growing
shows,
and
you know, it's just been going on from there. They were like, she looks so beautiful in her picture, she just looks like, I said, listen, don't let them pictures fool you. But no, ladies and gentlemen, around on the network tonight, the phone lines, it is just indeed a pleasure to, you know, be married to you and, you know, and I honor you and salute you because, you know, you do, you know, have several things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6 years ago, you brought me in to do your mentee rowing event. I was the sound guy for it. And it was real, real nice. And from that, you know, we hooked up and you start talking to me about something else that you wanted to do. You start sharing with me about your organization, and, which is called Mandy the Mentor International. At that time, it was called Mandy the Mentor.
Mm-hmm.
But then you went on to go be international, you know, because I guess you think you're somebody. But you are. man, 6 years have, we talking about 1 year with Fred Bell, 6 years have passed by, man. We sit back 6 years ago and sit down and talk and created the Mended the Mentor Show, which is a stem off from your organization. Out of that became Mended the Mentor Show Live South Africa. And now, you know, we're doing a segment over there on the Mended the Mentor Show, which is called Let's Talk It Up with Mendy.
Yes.
And so, and then we, somewhere down the line, you got the goofy eyes.
Oh, my.
You know, and so here you are as Mendy Massington, you know what I'm saying? And so we just, man, I tell you, just never know. Life is funny, isn't it?
It really is. Mm-hmm. And some things are so unexpected, you know. This is why we have to walk out life and enjoy what we do.
Walk out our
assignments, just walk them out wholeheartedly. And a lot of surprises, they come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you know, with you and I, we had the opportunity to work together. You know, we got to know one another. You know,
right,
and
right.
During the course of us working together, things change, you know. But
for the better.
For the better, yeah.
Right.
But I absolutely love the fact that we were doing our jobs. You know, we were doing what we were designed to do. And doing what we supposed to do and designed to do, we happen. We happen. So it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yes. And so to those of you on the network want to know what we're talking about, we're married now. I'm married now.
We are married.
Yeah, yes. And so, but in that, man, it's just been a deep pleasure in working in your organization and watch how you guys run things and do things and me coming along, being a part of that and what I do and what I bring to the table. And, and so, you know, from that, because like I share with you, really, at the end of the day, I was going to do the E-Man After Show first.
That was, you did share that with me.
I was going to be doing it. I didn't know what I was going to call it at that time. I was going to be doing a show, but Kia Davis was doing some other stuff, and the timing at that time wasn't right. So we went on and created your show. And so now 1 year later, we end up back on We Talk Radio Network, and that's why we call it the After Show, the E-Man After Show, because I'm coming off of your show. So let's talk about a little bit about, to those that's listening around the network, because this is Woman History Month.
Right.
And to that entrepreneur out there, to that young lady, you know, that's have a dream, no matter what it is that you're choosing to do. You know, if you're mentoring, if you're counseling, if you're encouraging, if you, you know, fixing hair, if you're doing nails, whatever you're doing, man, to talk to us a little bit about, you know, being the president and the CEO of your own company. You know, how do you really tap into those kind of dreams?
Well, it starts with us first.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that what we do, it starts from the inside out, right? And how we structure our lives, you know, are you a person that sleep in late? And that's okay when it's fitting, right? But when you're trying to get work done, do you get up early? Are you, do you respect time, not only time, but other people's time, you know, how we treat one another, you know,
right.
Me in my personal life, you know, I just walk out what I do daily when I'm not doing what I do. Right. So when I'm not in a boardroom or meeting with different people and things of that nature, I still conduct myself as if I am. So when I'm in the store, you know, I conduct myself accordingly. If I'm supposed to be at a place at a certain time, I'm ahead of time. I'm sitting, I'm waiting.
Right.
And that taught me how to structure an organization. But it started with me first.
Right.
It started with me being structured. I cannot be structured and think that I'm going to be able to walk in and structure an organization. And what I realized, Iman, is that impartation is so important, right? Because we don't impart what we say, we impart who we are. And if we are all over the place and if we are not structured, that's what we're going to impart into others.
So
when we hire employees, when we have people working alongside of us, that's what we impart into them. So if we are late everywhere we go, they're going to be late. If we're not focused, not everyone, because some people come in with that structure.
Right.
But a lot of times we're passing the baton. We're mm-hmm. passing impartation. If we're not structured, they're not structured. If we're lollygagging and we're not focused and mm-hmm. we take everything as a joke and it's not very serious what we're doing. We're talking about business now.
Right.
So it should be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're not going to be serious.
Right,
if
right.
we don't put a lot into what we do as the president, CEO, if we're not the number one fan of the fan club, mm-hmm. then other people are going to slack as well. We are the example. So to answer your question,
mm-hmm.
I set myself as an example.
And I tell you, because that's, you know, with me coming in, because I come from that kind of structure just as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a member of the Potter's House for 26 years, I have a long bishop been here 26 mm-hmm. years. I mean, punctual, on time, had to be,
yes.
and still have to be, because one thing about Bishop Jakes, he don't like lay people.
Mm.
You know,
I love people, you know, but when it comes to time, I'm mm-hmm. big on time.
Because, you know, even in talking to people that I work with, like, you know, I work with GMs
mm-hmm.
and CEOs mm-hmm. and different people like that, and one of the things, I remember me and my brother, we worked for this company, and listen, they had a meeting at a certain time every morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was an early meeting. Who wants to be in a meeting at 7:05 in the morning time? You couldn't be walking in. You
right.
had to already be in.
Yes.
You understand
yes.
what I'm saying? Meaning that if the meeting started at 7:05, you probably should be there about 15 minutes to 7.
But, you know, I'm mm-hmm. finding out that's a lot of challenges. A lot of people, they have a challenge with prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
They have a challenge with being on time, being early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I have conference calls, I do not always conduct my conference call. Sometimes I have a mentee conduct that call. I'm on the call before the mentee gets there. Now, they're on time, but I'm on the call before they get there. I'm sitting there waiting. When they push go,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting right there. They see, shit, mentee already on the line.
Yeah, and so what do you say to that person that's out there that's, you know, want to start a business, what it sounds like you're saying to me, you got to be an example, because if you don't take it serious, others not going to take you.
They are not going to take mm-hmm. you seriously. You have some people out there, the way they're structured, the
mm-hmm.
way they think, the first time they may have an opportunity for you, and the first time you're late, that's a missed opportunity for them. They feel disrespected
mm-hmm.
is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I'm taking out time for you right now. This is your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they feel. They feel like this is the opportunity I'm providing, especially when it's a CEO of a multi-million dollar company
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
They feel like I'm giving you an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this serious to you?
Right, right, right.
And so we have to prioritize, you know, mm-hmm. we have to...
Well, you like it to me. You like, I mean, as I watch these ladies around here, you know, I don't know if you're a drill sergeant or not, because they every one of them. But what it showed me was, and to the mentees and the former mentees,
mm-hmm.
From what I can see in the 6 years, because, you know, it's a lot of them come through. Every one of them have walked away with that kind of structure, and even if they conducted a meeting, coming to one of the meetings
mm-hmm.
or calling in. Everything they do, you know, you set a foundation to the point to where even with your daughters and stuff like that, you can see the rearing that you put in the organization that, because one teaches one and one reaches one.
Mm-hmm.
As you have taught these young ladies and are teaching these young ladies, they take it and you taught it, but somebody else is being reached for what you taught because they've taken it out to implement. You know, if you're going to go for a job, you know, you want to be on time on your job.
That's
you don't
right.
you don't want to walk in the interview and they tell you the interview is at 6:45 and you're looking at 6:45. That's way too early because they're giving you an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Do not walk in my meeting late.
I already know, because me and you have had a whole lot.
Do not be late. And I love people, and people that mm-hmm. are connected with me, mm-hmm. man, mm-hmm. they know I love them. That's one thing. They don't doubt my love. But at the same time, business is business.
Yeah, I remember that time I had to check you. You was like, you work for me. I said, well, you don't be talking to me. I know.
Listen, don't think you have perks.
Well, you
be on time, man. But no, I understand that things happen.
Right.
But I also understand that some people are just complacent
mm-hmm.
in where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I believe in building muscle mass.
Right.
You said you did not know whether I was a drill sergeant, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in building muscle mass. When the building of muscles, first you must tear the muscles, break the muscles down.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole process is painful. So when you're correcting someone, it does not always feel good,
right, right.
But it's worth it at the end. It's so worth it because when they begin to take those tools and put those tools into practice,
mm-hmm.
and they begin to see the shift, the change in their life, they're grateful. But during the time when you're correcting them and you're on them and they feel like, why is she on my top? Why is she always on me? Because I see what's in you.
Right, right.
I'm looking at the finished product, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they tend to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody likes a drill sergeant. Nobody likes the process of building muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody loves that fine body, that end result. And that's what you get.
Right, right. And so talk to us a little bit. How long you've been mentoring? How long have Men to the Mentor International been around? And what started you into mentoring others? Where did you know that you had where other ladies listening to you? And, you know, because it's always, I mean, I have a younger brother. My younger mm-hmm. brother is a pastor with a lot of wisdom.
Right.
And I listen to him, you know, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you being younger, mentoring older and mm-hmm. mentoring younger and middle people, where did you know you had that? And how did you know you had that in you?
If I may be honest, mm-hmm. it started extremely young. I remember at the age of 12, my mom had a washroom that was, it was a full size room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the neighborhood kids would come to my house and they would sit in the washroom, and I would, after leaving church, somewhere in the week, I would invite the kids over and they would sit in the washroom and I would deliver what I was taught to them. These children, young as 12, we would have a come to Jesus moment. We had tears flowing. I mean, seriously, kids would be crying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I probably scared some of them because I wasn't wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gifts, character, wisdom. I wasn't wise. So I was teaching Jesus coming back soon. You better get it right now. You're going to hell. You know, but I
love, stuff, huh?
You know, well, I was taught what was taught to me, right?
I get it.
Well,
uh-huh.
It was the truth, but there's a time for it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I love as well, but I was passing on what was given to
mm-hmm,
me,
mm-hmm.
But I had witnessed some true encounters as well.
Mm-hmm. You had to mature in a lot.
Every since mm-hmm. then, it got to the point where the moms would drop their children off
mm.
when they found out what was happening, and then the elders in the church encouraged me. I was young, but I would always go on mission trips with the elders. They would take me with them
mm-hmm.
on mission trips. I would travel with them,
mm-hmm.
and so I. From a young age, now as I begin to grow, of course I had gifts, but I lacked the character,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I'm a mentor. Because as a young person,
mm-hmm.
God had graced me with gifts,
right.
But I didn't have the character. So many doors would be open for me,
mm-hmm.
and due to my character,
mm-hmm.
I would walk away, or the door would be closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn how to walk accordingly.
Right.
I had to learn that the gift needed to match the character.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I mentor, because, see, I didn't have someone to come to me and say, well, I had people, but a lot of people, they were, just to be honest, they were driven by the gift, so they were pushing me through different doors that I wasn't ready to walk through
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't mature enough to walk through those doors. And so what I do with women, Iman, is I see the gifting and the calling in women, but not only are we going to teach you, we're going to structure your character.
Okay, so as you sitting back talking about that, what made you decide to, okay, what in your head said to you, you know, these young ladies, these little kids, the young girls, they are listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
How can I mentor them? Where did the mentorship part come in at?
Oh, man. So approximately maybe like 9 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I didn't take on the title mentor. I although I always met with ladies, I would just meet up with ladies and,
mm-hmm.
and just have these sessions, right? Or women would come visit me and have sessions. And then I was a minister in the church. So, you know, that all comes with it, right? But it was like 9 years ago when I was solidified as a mentor. And it was from a young lady. She would come to LaShawn Washington. Shout out to Dr. LaShawn Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But she would come to my house and she would do my hair and I would minister to her. And this is a very strong-willed young lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, she looked at me one day and she said, you are my mentor. And to be honest, Women just start coming, and they begin to call me their mentor, and that's how it happened. I never had to go to anyone and ask them, can I mentor you?
Well, let's talk about that. For those of you who are on the network, there may be somebody on the network on the phone line. If you want to hit option one, you can come in. We thank you for sitting there listening. What is a mentor? I mean, in your own way, why don't you describe to the listeners and those that's listening tonight, what exactly is a mentor?
It's simple. Mm-hmm. A mentor is a teacher. Mm-hmm. And my definition, according to what I do, is someone that walk out life alongside of you. Right?
Okay.
They're with you. Sometimes it can be hand-holding mm-hmm. because there's a lot of trips along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're there. They're your coach. You know, hey, you can do it. But
is there a difference between a life coach and a mentor?
Yes. A mentor normally is gets more personable with
mm-hmm.
you.
Okay.
It's more of a personal relationship, you know, where a life coach cheers you on, right? You can do it. But they're very similar because they both provide tools as well, tools that you can use to be successful in whatever it is that coach may be teaching or that mentor may be teaching. For me, my purpose is to walk out life, to see you grow, to see you develop, and to also continue to construct whatever it is that I'm able to do to help you during the course of your growth.
Mm-hmm.
So, but a coach, go back to a coach. A coach normally is there to kind of like
your cheerleader.
Well, somewhat, but mm-hmm. but they are encouraging. You know, they're encouraging. They're always speaking words of affirmation in your life. You
okay.
know, but I also know coaches that are really mentors because they're giving you the tools that you can use. You know, mm-hmm. to be successful in whatever it is they're coaching or teaching. Because everyone is different. You have mentors that teach lessons of life lessons, right?
Right, right, right.
You have mentors that they teach as far as careers
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. So we all have our different lanes.
And so in particular, what are you mentoring? Are you mentoring people in Christendom or are you mentoring? What is your message as a mentor to those ladies, you know, that you're mentored? Are you teaching them how to walk with integrity? And because I know it's Christian-based.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of Christian people don't have character.
Yes.
That you described that when you talk about time, you're only talking about character.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't have, you know, upstanding character when it comes to, they don't know how important it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're wasting the people's time. They don't know how important it is mm-hmm. when someone give you a directive, you know, a lot of people don't like for me to say this, and even you sometimes, you know, because I get to sit on panels a whole lot of times and you, it being Christian based and the way the Christian community is wired and taught, you know, a lot of it I think comes from the religious teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And so people don't have character.
Right.
You know, they think everything is supposed to be given and they misconstrue who God is because God is not Santa Claus.
Right.
And so in your organization, you know, as you take these young ladies, you know, you're not beating them because, you know, I've been in some of the
older,
sessions.
Yeah.
Old and young, you're not beating them over the head with Bible,
mm-hmm.
but y'all do talk a lot of Christian content.
Right.
But you're trying to teach young ladies, this is how you carry yourself. This is what you do as a young lady. This is what people look for. This is if you're going to apply for a job, this is how you're supposed to carry it. Don't go in there with no Bible.
Right.
Go in there with some integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to go in there and tell nobody you saved.
Jesus is in you. He's in mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Just you pray that he leads you word your mouth, but
mm-hmm.
you're going on a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they ask you about yourself, they're asking you, what can you provide? How are you valuable to the company? They're not asking about your personal life. Matter of fact, they really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
All they really want to know, you have transportation to get to work when it comes to your personal life, and you have the availability, but when they ask about you, how are you an asset to their company?
And this is why, you know, the panel that I sit on, the reason why I bring this up at that moment, because I have heard a lot of CEOs tell the pastor that
mm-hmm.
at this big conference we did out at AT&T Stadium, stop preaching to y'all members they make our company because they don't. We paid
mm-hmm.
it. We pay them $52 an hour, $32 an hour, $16 an hour to
mm-hmm.
come in here and do a job, not to come in here and read Bible scripture. You may get an opportunity to
do
that.
You may, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so what you're saying, we're teaching you how to go into the marketplace and the workplace to carry yourself as a, you may be a Christian walking in there, But you're not changing our company,
right?
Because we didn't design our company for you to come here and make it a church.
And
we designed our company for you to come in here and be an asset to the company.
Mm-hmm.
You bringing your spirituality in here. We spiritual people too.
Right.
And that's why, you know,
I think just, mm-hmm. you know, yes. Mm-hmm. And gifts will make room, right? Your gifts will make room for you. There's a time for it. And there's doors that will be open during the course of you being an employee at the company, but you don't have to force it.
Right.
Because sometimes as Christians, I think we sometimes can feel super spiritual if we're very vocal and we force things. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
There's a way to do everything, you know, and at the end of the day, it's grace,
right.
Showing people grace.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I haven't learned anything else, I've learned to show grace.
Mm-hmm.
Although I may be strongly spoken, right?
Mm-hmm.
I may stand on my word and mean what I say. And in certain areas, unmovable. I'm like, okay, you're not going to convince me. At the same time, when you have an opinion or a different view, there's a way for me to get my point across without me belittling you, without me deeming you to hell, being just demonizing. We have too much demonizing going
on.
So many people mm-hmm. are trying to sit in God's seat when he commanded us to love. I can love you and tell you the truth. And if you disagree with me, that's not a war between you and I. I'm going to still love you.
Mm-hmm.
I had this young lady who joined Mindy the Mentor
mm-hmm.
International who is a Buddhist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't shun her away. Now, what I did let her know is, you know what we teach over here on Mindy the Mentor, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, you're welcome to come. But every lesson that I taught, I wasn't coming against other religions, right? I was letting the people know that Jesus is love.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, out of love and kindness have I drawn thee. So love needed to be on my lips. If it was for nobody else but that young lady,
mm-hmm.
love.
And so in your organization, you know, understanding, you know, because a lot of times we are ignorant and we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know because, once again, it comes through the teacher. So we think when people teach us, we're supposed to run out there and that's the first thing we're supposed to do. And we're not structured.
Right.
We don't understand how to go into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to reach one once we get into the marketplace. And this is why I think it's very important. Those of you, just a little plug for Bishop T.D. Jakes. He's getting ready to do the leadership conference in Orlando, Florida. You might want to, those of you that's leaders or whatever you're leading, if it's your home or business or whatever, you have to be mentored and you have to be taught how to go in, especially as a believer,
right.
Because you are misconstrued and this ain't that. And mm-hmm. so if you don't understand that, you'll go out and you'll be doing something that you ain't got no business doing, and you'll miss the opportunity up, because at the end of the day, don't nobody want to be around you because you're weird anyway. And now we think you weird because we're trying to learn about some product and you over here trying to tell us about the Bible and it don't have nothing to do with us shipping this product out. You understand what I'm saying?
So your
mentorship and those of you that are out there mentor, because it's a time for that.
Yes.
It's a time, no matter if you're in the workplace, in the marketplace, at home, there is a time. That's why Ecclesiastes teaches there's a time and a season for everything under the heavens. If it's a thing, it's a time for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not time for a lot of things that we do. But if you don't have no one teaching you,
mm-hmm.
you know, showing you as a young lady how to, because I don't have to give you no Bible scripture to tell you, I believe it's somewhere over in scripture where it talks about the old teaching the young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our parents was doing that anyway. Our parents, when we grew up, they was teaching us, you know, earn your pants.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I think parents is mentors to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
That it starts from home. Earn your pants. Make sure your shoes. If you go to the service right now, they're gonna make sure you polishing your shoes. But when you got young ladies that are listening to you and join your organization, why? Because when they walk away with life skills.
Mm-hmm.
I think mentorship teaches a lot of great life skills, because we live in an era and a time today where people don't have life skills.
Right.
You know, we ready to shun the practical in life, because no matter who you are, life is life. And it's rough out here in these streets. You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't know how, if you keep punching in late at work and then they call you in and write you up one time, then they give you a verbal, then they let you go, then you deem it to be the devil. No, you didn't have integrity to be on time.
Yes.
You understand what
yes.
I'm saying? you're with me? And so, and those of you that's on the network, we're taking the time to share because it's Woman History Month, mm-hmm. and I've been around your organization and a lot around a lot of other women organization in the church. And this is very, very key and important because, you know, we are trying to get people saved, but we're not teaching them life skills.
That's true. And people mm-hmm. are witnessing mm-hmm. to people, trying to get people saved, and they're watching your life. And, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. if you are rude, you know, not knowing how to treat people.
And nasty.
Not mm-hmm. knowing how to mm-hmm. communicate.
Right.
If you're late to everything, let me tell you something. People, where we are now, the day and time, they will lose respect.
Yeah, yeah.
They will certainly lose respect because at the end of the day, we have to lead by example. If nothing else, lead by example. If I have an expectation for you, mine need to be bigger for myself.
And so
as a matter of fact, I need to already be walking out that expectation. I need to have lived it first.
And so in this, how long your mentorship been? How long has it been?
So I've been mentoring for a long time, for over
I mean,
over two decades, but over 2 decades.
Okay.
But for mentorship, it's been for 9 years now.
9 years, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm.
For 9 years now, solidified.
Right. You're
yes.
501c3?
501c3, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
the 50, let me say this, 501c3, mm-hmm. now, Mandy, the Mentor International, is the 501c3 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I like one of the slogans that you share. I'm not everybody's mentor, but I'm somebody's mentor.
And okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so okay with that. Like, I feel like we all have something that we're called to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people come to me and they will ask me to mentor them. And I may have to pass up, you know, be like, pass up the offer.
Okay.
But kindly decline, right? But it's not due to that person.
Why would you decline a person?
Well, they're not fitting for Mandy the mentor. Sometimes you know, like when
mm-hmm.
you have a knowing, an inward knowing, when someone is called to what you have going, you
mm-hmm.
know, as an overseer, as a visionary.
You talked about grace a while ago. Where did grace come from?
Well, the grace come in because mm-hmm. I may not be the mentor for you, but Sister Sally may be. Let
okay.
me call Sister Sally. If Sister Sally is available. That has nothing to do with grace. That has
okay.
everything to do with being wise, right?
Okay.
Wisdom. Because if I bring someone into Mandy the Mentor organization and
mm-hmm.
I know that they're not fitting, that can birth destruction.
Mm-hmm.
There can be a destruction.
Well, I guess I'm looking at it from the standpoint like you get that person.
Right.
But once you get that person in and you really, you know, I know for sure this person, I ain't got nothing for this person.
Mm-hmm.
I know for sure that
right.
this person, you know, may start calling heavy. But you show a little grace and begin to work with them, and then you begin to see a change in them.
Yeah, yeah. But no.
Okay.
Now, there are some people that are going to come in and
mm-hmm.
they don't seem fitting, but you see that. See, you're the visionary.
Okay.
You
okay.
see within. A
mm-hmm.
visionary can see within.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm from what you're called to do, of course, right?
Okay.
It's just like a decorator that's a visionary. They can walk into a house that seemed ran down, and they see the vision for the house.
Mm-hmm.
They see how the house can be built. They see something that I could never see, right? I just couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, people come, and a lot of times I have the ability to see within, and I see how that person can grow. I see the spark. I see that they're a diamond in the rough, where there's some people that come in and I can speak with that person for an hour
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, it's not going to work because right now they're not at a place where they can receive. They're not at a place where they're willing to humble themselves so that
mm-hmm.
they can grow, so they can be exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people will come in, and let me just be honest here. They will come in and it's, I want to do what you do. Oh, I can teach these mentees better than you.
Hmm.
Oh, absolutely they do. Absolutely. That
right.
person is not fitting for Mandy the mentor. Why? Because there will always be a war.
Hmm.
There will always be some type of animosity.
Hmm.
There will always be a battle. They may be fitting for some organization, but it will not be Mandy the mentor. Why? Because we don't have time. I don't have time to fight.
Okay.
I don't have time to play tug of war with you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. And maybe, you know, so when you see the red flags,
mm-hmm.
some red flags you can work through, but there's some when somebody is there for the wrong reasons. And when you're able to discern it,
mm-hmm.
you got to be wise. Let me tell you, I have not always been wise
okay.
in those areas. I have let people in that was not there here for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw what I grew and I learned.
Mm-hmm.
My earlier days, the former days, yes, I experienced that. And I've learned how to operate smarter and not harder, because if they weren't meant to be there, they will not stay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just time wasted. And it does not mean you do not love.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean you do not care about that person. It just means that at the end of the day, it's not going to work. And we heard the saying, one bad apple spoils the bunch. When you get people in your midst that do not belong and they're there for the wrong reasons and there's ill intent, they will try to sow seeds. So what you have
sabotage
to do,
it, huh?
You have to absolutely. So you have to pluck it up from the root, get rid of the bitter root, and keep it moving. I love you. You're for somebody, but you're not for Mandy the mentor.
Well, I it's a whole lot of ladies have come through that I have met, and reason why we're giving you your flowers tonight, because, you know, just to see them, and then what I have seen in the 6 years I've been around,
mm-hmm.
what's been beautiful to me, you know, we talk about the 10 lepers and one came back to say thank you.
Yes.
I think all 20 of them came back to say thank you in their own way.
In their own way,
you
yes.
know, because each one that I have interacted with or come back, all of them say the same thing, which I'm taking the time to share this to those of you on the network tonight. You know, as I watch them, you know, it's clear that you're teaching foundation,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a mentor to a mentee.
Mm-hmm.
It's left up to them to take it, because
yes.
I think it's somewhere over in scripture where it talk about, if a person don't receive you, wipe the dust from your feet and keep it moving. Everybody don't receive everybody.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? And you was talking about force feeding. A lot of times people try to force things on people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not going to receive you.
Right.
And you have to be confident within yourself to know if you're doing any kind of mentoring, if it's encouraging. I think it was Oprah Winfrey said it like this here. She even talked about it in her organization, her and Gil is structured.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody isn't, if you don't discover who you are
mm-hmm.
and know who you are when you're dealing with a lot of personalities, mm-hmm. you know, people have you all over the place.
That's
and
true.
So, and so what I, what I think that's been brilliant about what I have seen, you can tell you are teaching foundation, because each person that I have interact with or talked to or came back to say thank you in their own way,
mm-hmm.
the foundation that you have set, they have took it in and they have used it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's been good for them in some type of way, even if they chose in their own head to do it their way, because everybody got a choice
everybody,
to do what
yes.
they want to do.
And people
mm-hmm.
are, listen,
mm-hmm.
people are going to take what they've been taught and they will utilize it, but they have to utilize it as it's fitting for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be carbon copies, but they grow, they get the skill set or the tools, and they teach it in their own way.
Right.
And I see that a lot with my former mentees,
yeah.
how they teach. They utilize a lot of things. I'm like, yeah, you know, because mm-hmm.
How does that make
moment.
You feel as an individual?
It just shows the, you know, people say the fruit of your labor, you know, it just shows that what you taught, it wasn't in vain, you know,
mm-hmm.
it shows that they got something out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and I salute them. I honor them.
Mm-hmm.
I honor them. I honor the way they teach. They may say, Mandy said it this way, but I'm going to say it this way. I
mm-hmm.
honor that as well,
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, they are who they are. And they always have the gifting within them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord just utilized me to nourish it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I provided nourishment.
And so it's a lot of Christians, those of you on the network that's listening, what may want to be a part of it, may have a daughter that's straying away, may have a, you know, a youth, or maybe some older person, they out there still dropping this like it's hot, and they need to be mentored to sit down somewhere. You know, how would a person reach Mandy the Mentor International, and are you open to, I know you're open to people coming on. If they wanted to reach you, how would they reach Mandy the Mentor International? Because I know, you know, last year you did a master class. It was mm-hmm. so awesome. A Woman in the Mirror, getting ready to do that again this year,
yeah.
right? And if they want to come on, because, you know, out of the men to the mentor, I met you 6 years ago, and from men to the mentor, you know, we sit down and we talk, and we did a show called Men to the Mentor Show, which is a stem off from Men to the Mentor. The difference is, you know, you're mentoring in a type of way over on in your international organization. Mm-hmm. The radio show is completely, totally different.
Totally different. The radio, mm-hmm. yes, those are two different entities.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, men, I think a lot of time people don't get it, you know, and I quote my pastor, a lot of time people want you to be what they want you to be. They don't see you but in one aspect part of your life. They don't know you have way more than one gift.
Right.
And so they'll try to lock you down because you're a Christian. This is where Christians incarcerate other Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a Christian, they think that's all you're supposed to do.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times as Christians, we do not enjoy the fullness of life.
Mm-hmm.
We think that everything is church. It becomes a ritual is what it becomes.
Okay.
It's mm-hmm. a ritual.
Uh-huh.
Anytime you, because that's all just this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, right? Church is good. And coming together with other believers is good. But we have to have a healthy life outside of church. And I think a lot of times we don't get that. You ask the person, what did you do? And everything they tell you, it's been church. Let me tell you, no, look, that's good. And we have church all the time. We have services. I have teachings constantly, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy life. I was not just put on this earth to go to church or teach the word of God all
well,
the time.
Well, I think people have more relationship with church than they have with God. See, God is not church.
Right.
And a lot of Christian and religious people got it confused because they think God is church. God is not church. Church is church. And a lot of people have a relationship with church,
mm-hmm.
but they don't really have a relationship with God. That's two different things.
A lot of people are mm-hmm. Just very traditional and religious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Like, it's we should, you know, we should be in the house of God. We should,
mm-hmm.
You know, be in the assembly of other believers. We should do all that good stuff. But sometimes people do not know how to enjoy life. Go to a carnival. Go to a movie. You're not going to go to hell for going to a movie.
So,
go, mm-hmm. you know, enjoy yourself. I'm telling you, E-Man, sometimes I ask people, what did you do or what do you like to do? And let me tell you something. All I hear is bondage all day long because it's
oh, really?
The same thing. It's like they feel like they have
they're
to.
They're just existing, in other words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're not living. They have to. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, do you do anything else? Let me tell you something.
Well, back to my question.
What's your question?
I'm trying to take the question here.
I'm sorry.
You know, from your organization, it stemmed off for the radio show.
Uh-huh.
And in the radio show, I do believe a lot of people thought that you was going to come through the radio show like you did the mentorship.
Right, right.
And not understanding the radio show is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Is one thing when I sit down with you, you know, they listed the categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you was even confused. I said, well, we won't be putting it in a Christian category. You right. You kind of looked at me kind of like, huh? I'm like, no, we won't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of like, well, at the time I was, you know, coming on as your producer, we was talking. You was like, well, why wouldn't you? I said, why would I?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because once you put it in a Christian category, you're not going to be able to do what you think you're going to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're not on the air to reach Christian people. You're on here to reach the world, to encourage someone, to uplift someone, no matter what religion they are.
Right.
And I say, what you do, you'll incarcerate yourself and you'll lose great opportunity connections because what you don't understand by Christian radio, you are going to be muffled.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they are going to keep you and hold you to a certain bondage.
Right.
And I say, but if you go into the entertainment part of it, you're able to talk church, you're able to talk God, you're able to talk club, you're able to talk whatever you want to talk about. And I say, so we want to be in the entertainment category. Why? Because we want somebody, when they listen to Mandy, the mentor show, we want them to walk away feeling good about themselves if they're a woman or a man.
Right.
We want them to walk away and say, man, when I just like tonight, we had a great conversation over there. Tonight, y'all talk. What was y'all conversation on? Let's Talk It Up with Mandy.
Yes,
it was about
seeking validation.
Seeking validation. And the young lady that came on that was your guest on tonight and y'all got into the discussion, that young lady teared-eyed, got real, real choked up because she got free in the conversation.
Yes.
And, liberating to
And she's a minister, too.
Oh, she was
is
she?
She's a minister, been ministering for years. Yes, anointed. Okay. But yet, you know, she told me that we need to have these type of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Mindy, these type of conversations are needed.
Well, I don't know why it is. So, unfortunately, in the church today, not in my church, but in a lot of churches, that's another whole, we don't really want to get into that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, if you don't really have understanding and have conversations, women getting together, that's why we sit down and I created this show along with you, Let's Talk It Up with Mindy. As I told you, you ladies need to really therapeutic, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you cannot sit down and just have a decent conversation, this is why I tried to create the Even After Show to be about men coming around the domino table, because most of the time we play dominoes all the time. When we go to outings, when we go to family's houses, when we go to the backyard barbecue, when we go to the family reunions, when we're watching games, guess where we at most of the time?
Where?
Playing dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere down the line, the domino table is going to come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And around the domino table, men that's playing dominoes, we talk about all kinds of conversation, and they're not Christian conversations. And I express that because at the end of the day, you have to be real. You don't come to the domino table faking and shaking. You don't come to the domino table putting on a facade. Hell, we may be talking about sex 1 minute and screwing and dropping it like it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next minute, we may be, you understand, somebody may be, you know, scoring, use the word scoring. You're talking about this. Why? All kind of conversation goes on around the domino table.
Right.
Politics goes on around it. One while it used to be in the barbershop. You know, and no kind of conversation still goes on in the barbershop. It's very, very rare. It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't seen it happen. If you're talking about the church around the domino table,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you're gossiping. You're talking about something that you ain't got no business talking about mm-hmm. around the domino table. Because
right.
when men coming around the domino table, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how we love our family. We're talking about real life.
Right.
We're talking about black and white. We're talking about, you know, police brutality. We're talking about raising our kids. It's very rare. I haven't sat around, and I'm 61 years old. I haven't sat around too many domino tables where people are pulling out the Bible and talk.
Mm-hmm.
We may refer to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We may refer to the things of God
mm-hmm.
because we was taught to believe God and to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the domino table and the chess game designed to do is for you to have real practical, I'm talking about chain breaking,
mm-hmm.
understanding life conversations as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of men, it's therapeutic to be around the domino table because if your wife ain't giving you none,
mm-hmm.
if you are backed up, if you do have some kind of spot on your body,
mm-hmm.
or you feeling discriminated against, you can sit around the domino table and be real, and it can be a safe place, and you don't have to prove anything. You're just having the conversation, and a lot of men express when they're happy in the home. A lot of men express when they're not happy in the home, and so your show, as we created it, I said, Mindy, well, let's talk it up with Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, you guys need to have real, real, you know, and we're trying to take these labels. It's not such thing as a Christian radio show, first of all, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Them are just titles and labels that we give. Because at the end of the day, as soon as you put a name on it, you incarcerate yourself anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Because
mm-hmm.
people feel that all of your content
has to be
church related,
mm-hmm.
you know, Bible related. But I honestly feel like this is the reason why a lot of people miss the mark
mm-hmm.
because we're not addressing issues,
right.
you know, outside of what we talk about in the church. The Lord can use you in any area of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord can use you to talk about different things outside of, you know, the Bible. We can always go back to the Bible to confirm things, but what I mean is different things that people are have challenged. There are different things that are challenging to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of things that people are dealing with, they're not going to get that in church, especially when there's 50, 60, 1,000
people. Most of
the
time, the church is not real with the people anyway. You're telling them what they, you know, they want to hear. You're telling
right.
them a lot
and
of things.
And then having a facade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just having this facade. How you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored today.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But you're going home behind closed doors, falling apart.
About to blow your brains out, committing suicide.
And you know what?
Yeah.
This is really why Mandy the Mentor International, E-Man, I assigned accountability partners.
Okay.
What I did was I linked someone that was a little bit more mature with someone that was new, just coming in, so that they can be an accountability partner. And what I explain to all parties is that no communication is off limits. Whatever it is you feel like you need to talk to your accountability partner about, talk to them.
Right.
And I remember I said someone that was mature. They were at a level where they can have these type of conversations, because a lot of things are we're kind of like moving away from because we feel like it's not appropriate to talk about, but these are real life challenges.
I think we need to be real in these times, and you know as I you know join your organization and they sit back and watch you guys and watch you go from. And those of you on the ain't nobody hung up on the network yet, so I guess they listening. Thank you for listening, standing there and listening. A lot of time when they don't hang up, I'm like, well, they must be really be engaged. We want to appreciate you listening on the network. We want to appreciate you listening on the phone line. You know, I live in a real world, you got to be real with me. I don't do the faking and shaking. I don't like the facade. I don't like the pretending. I don't like, I want people to be themselves, because Shakespeare said it the best, let every man be true to him own self. You know, I'm not ignorant to the things of the world. I'm not ignorant to the things in spirituality. I think we had a doctor came on and she said it the best. Things are spiritual. You leave it in the spiritual realm. Things that's natural, but you do have to know balance. You do have to know, you know, and what I've seen in your organization once we did the STEM Out show, which was Mandy the Mentor show. You know, it took several people a lot of time to grasp, because when they're used to you, you know, in one area of your life, they don't see you growing in another area. They don't see you.
Right.
They don't see the gift. And so they'll keep you stuck and they'll keep you there when actually your gift is taking you there.
Yeah,
and
they compartmentalize you, right?
Right.
They just kind of keep you in this certain area. You don't go anywhere after this is where you should be. This is what we're accustomed to. But a lot of times we really have to allow ourselves to expand. And let me just say this about Mandy the Mentor show. What I realized, man, is that, platform, entertainment, because you talked about entertainment platform. But what I realized in my personal relationship with people, I was able to communicate about various topics from the church to just certain different things, right, that would come into my space. So at the end of the day, I felt like after I came into the realization of, okay, this all makes sense,
right?
does make sense. Yeah, but in my private life, when certain people come to me and we communicate and we converse about these different subjects, we can bring this to the platform. This is who I am. Yes, I teach the word. I pray. I prophesy. Whatever God has graced me to do, right? But there is more to me. And let me tell you, most of my genuine relationships have come from communicating with people that was not necessarily at that time considered a believer. Through just watching my lifestyle, through me showing love, communicating, not treating them any different, that's what won them over.
Well, because a lot of times people will miss you because if you quote unquote ain't like them, and I think a lot of times people want you to be like what they want you to be, and they'll miss you. If just because I'm a Christian, if you think because I'm a Christian and that's all I do, you're going to miss me because that ain't all I do.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so I watch, you know, you go from the international, which is thriving, on to the Mandy the Mentor show. Then A few years later, about a year and a half later, we ventured out and started Mended the Mentor Show live South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers in South Africa is growing. I'll tell you, the people over in South Africa is loving the show. And,
yes.
And then we came back, and this year and the reason why we study sitting back to always keep you know, as a woman, keep putting your foot to the plow, because this is Woman History Month.
Right.
The reason why I keep encouraging you, the reason why I keep, you know, it's some child that's going to look back, if it's your grandbabies, some mentor that have babies, they're going to look back and say, I remember Mandy the Mentor International. I remember Mandy having two radio shows. Why? Because people are going to remember if you're making a difference in their life. We just have to have a platform to do it on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to that person that, like you say, you started young, it's a person that don't have a radio show that's mentoring in their own way.
That's right.
It's a young lady out there that's, if you see a young lady, you know, she may not be cut out the cloth that you think she should be cut out to be. If you're going to mentor her, make sure you know how first.
Right.
Because if you can damage a person even more so if you don't know what you're doing.
Listen, it's like a child with a lethal mm-hmm. weapon
mm-hmm.
walking around just swinging a lethal weapon. We have to realize, well, first of all, know what we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And know that it's something that you're truly called to. People are called to different things in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether some people are called to be in the medical field. It does not matter. But what it is, when you're called to it, make sure, and then also get the training yourself, the training, the equipping, the grooming yourself. We're first partakers.
At the end
of the day, it's me first.
Mm-hmm.
Me first. I have to go through the training, you know? I had to be taught. And then what I was taught and graced with, I just extended it out to others.
Yeah, and so, you know, from that we went on, and this year, you know, because our pastor challenged us to, you know, what are we going to give God back this year once he affords you another year? Ms. Davis then afforded me to come back on the E-Man After Show, so
mm-hmm.
I decided to do a Bible study.
Yes.
Of a new segment. Then we sat down, we decided to do a new segment on the Mandy the Mentor Show, because, you know, things always come to me as a producer and as I do all of this. So many different things I'm dropped with and asked to do. And so I can't do everything, and I don't try to do everything. Mm-hmm. I do things that I think that's fitting.
Mm-hmm.
We try it out. Let's see if that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this is going to work. I don't have no fears in doing it. I don't have no fears in making a decision. If it don't work, we'll pull it.
Right.
At the end of the day, I'm going to make a decision.
Right.
I don't question myself. I don't second guess myself. I don't allow others. I've had people to say, well, you shouldn't do that. I say, well, hell, get your own show and do your show.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, you get your show and do it the way you choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it the way I see to do it. Somebody out there, they're going to appreciate it. And the numbers show that they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because what we're trying to do just as an individual, why God does have us down here on this earth, is just to put some positive into someone, if it's just a four-letter word, love.
Mm-hmm.
If you can walk away understanding that you love as an individual, to encourage you that, you know, you may have lost the job today.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You might be up on the bridge today. You know, if you got a phone call into the E-Man After Show, you're going to laugh. You're going to get some comedy.
Right.
You're going to get some Bible scripture. You're going to get some word of God. You're going to get it all. We're not biased. We don't discriminate over here on this network. We talk about some of in and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you got people all – it's somebody listening in another time zone is sitting back appreciating the conversation, because there's a whole lot of negativity out there. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And life brings about a whole lot of downers. I don't ever want to be – when you get off the network, E-Man After Show, you know, I remember one time, man, I played this song called Stand Up In It.
I remember, and you know, few
Christian people, they lost their doggone mind
because
mm-hmm. they don't know how to stand up in it. Do you know how many different people that loved the song, and I was like, man, where could I get that song? Because, you know, I play a lot of blues songs in just, you know, you like, you know, from church to the motel. You be like, man, where you get all them old, you know, because, see, me and my nephew, we used to sit back and ride around, and we played a lot of the old, you know, the old school songs that I love those kind of songs, because I love all music, and I love them old school songs because them old school songs had a lot of meaning to them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
When you talk about from the church to the motel, if I played that, that would mess a lot of people up because a lot of people, they write from the church to the motel.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's clear that it's because the brother that wrote the song, the lyrics that he wrote, and then, you know, just a lot of those particular songs. So the night I played Stand Up In It,
mm-hmm.
I heard people say, yeah, you should use Wisdom. I said, no. One of my friends asked me, he said, well, man, who do y'all playlist? Who played that? I said, I chose that song. He said, well, yeah. I said, no, hell, I don't need to use no Wisdom. I meant to play that. I said, I intentionally meant to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know why? Because it's freaking Negroes in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I said, it's freaking men all around the world. What are we talking about here? What was I trying to explain to him was, no, it's not about Wisdom at all.
Uh-huh.
I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know who you are, see, you willing to come on the air to fake. E-Man is just not willing to fake like that. I want people to know I'm a real dude. At the end of the day, I love all type of music.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm one of the biggest Frank and Beverly Mays fans.
Yes,
you understand
are.
What
yes.
I'm saying? When it comes to Frank and Beverly and Mays, Frank and Beverly been, this brother, him, man, he, you know, you probably tired of Frank and Beverly. Ain't nobody like, listen, ain't no like going to a Frankie Beverly and Mays concert in all white and the whole crowd is, look at California. What is that saying? It's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Just as well as I love to go hear Kirk Franklin. I'm a big Kirk Franklin fan at the end of the day.
You are.
Ain't nothing like listening to Kirk Franklin. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? I'm a Fred Hammond fan.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But I'm also a Fantasia fan, too.
Yes, you are.
Why? I love jazz.
Yes, you do.
You know, when we walking around the house, ain't nothing but that night bar jazz on at nighttime. Ain't nothing like some real feel-good music. But I don't let people manipulate me with religion and tell me I can't do it because that has nothing to do with the God that I serve.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so when you know that, Mandy, you know, by this being Woman History Month,
mm-hmm.
you're able to do a whole lot of things that people say you can't do once you discover and know who you are. Why are we having this conversation? Because in your organization, I've seen you mentor. I've seen you're doing three radio shows. You're doing this one that makes three. You got a new segment on there. I produce all of it. You know what I'm saying? You guys are having, what was the first conversation you had over there? Yeah.
So the first conversation we had was navigating through life with adult children.
What, great
oh,
conversation.
That was crazy.
That was a
good,
that
good
was
conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then our second one was transgender children. And we basically talked about, do you think that children should be transitioning, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
at such young ages, right?
Right,
so,
right.
And that was a good conversation to have. And then tonight we talked about seeking validation.
And all of those conversations, because they're just conversations.
They are conversations.
You know, and they are real conversations.
But they are real. And let
mm-hmm.
me tell you, people really, you know, certain things just really penetrate people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much passion over the air. A lot of people have good insight and, you know, they have good points and things of that nature. And although we do not all agree,
mm-hmm.
however, we respect each other's opinion.
And that's why I told you, you know, we're going to opinionate these shows because we're not judgers.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I can't judge you in nothing that you do because I ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. But I do want you to know that your voice is valuable. That you have a voice
right.
and you are able to express your opinion. If I agree with it or not, I'm not going to stop you from expressing your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But your opinion need to do make sense.
Please,
you know?
Make it make sense.
It do need to make sense.
And it's okay,
mm-hmm.
like for Mandy, the mentor show, it's okay. You know, I don't, I respect what you're saying, but I do not agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this
mm-hmm.
is why. And that's okay. That's why we're there. We're
right,
there
right.
to broaden our perspectives, you know, and what someone may come onto the show and they may enlighten us, you
mm-hmm,
know, or
mm-hmm.
they may just add to what we already know
right,
or
right.
feel that we know.
Right. Well, to all of you that's on the E-Man after show that stay up late all around in every time zone, I'm honoring Amanda to mentor Dr. Amanda because I seen you last year. You went on to get your doctorate. Why don't you tell our listeners, where did you get your doctorate in? Dr. Amanda, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. It's ministry.
Ministry. Mm-hmm. And so that's why a lot of y'all might hear, what minute they saying Amanda? The next minute they said Dr. Amanda. What is
this? This is beautiful. This has been a beautiful journey.
Uh-huh.
I'm very grateful, you know, receiving my doctorate was an honor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When people watch your life, I'm talking about for years, for over two decades, you know, and they can, you know, they can attest to what you've done, you know, and what you have been afforded to do because, you know, of course we give God the glory. That will never fade away. But when people, they witness that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
then people come out to get all, they come together and congratulate you for just giving your yes, because you have to give your yes.
Mm-hmm.
God does the calling, but you have to put your foot to the plow. And so for giving your yes getting in the trenches, you know,
mm-hmm.
just being in the trenches before anyone ever knew of Amanda, the mentor, Amanda, a doctor, whomever,
mm-hmm.
I was in the trenches and I'm still in the trenches.
Right.
But I've learned
you know
how
my
to,
name now.
Whatever. And, but I've learned how to operate differently.
Right, right. Now, real talk, being around the domino table, you know, I like having practical conversations like this because, you know, I see you in the trenches. I see what, you know, now that I'm married to you, I get to see a whole lot more. I'm privileged to a whole lot more that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wanted to take the time. Somebody, well, E-Man, why would you be interviewing Mandy? She's your co-host. That's my wife now. and we interviewed you before we got married.
Yes.
And just kind of update on where you are. Why? Because if I'm going to give any woman any kudos being Women History Month, you're going to be in there for sure.
Right now.
Yeah. And I think it's just fitting to let those people know that don't never heard of Dr. Amanda, never heard of Amanda, the mentor show. You know, they may hear you come on the E-Man after show every
mm-hmm.
Sunday night and wonder who she is. And, you know, man, she sounds like she on the Quiet Storm. Oh, that's who you married to? Oh, your wife, y'all do good together. I've heard it all. you know what I'm saying? Oh, your wife comes from some good perspectives. E-Man, you crazy as hell. You know,
yes,
I hear
yes,
some of
you are
everything.
Crazy. You are just crazy for real. No,
I ain't crazy.
In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. But I will say this, because we know that, you know, when you listen to radio, especially mainstream, we've known
mm-hmm.
them to have personas, right?
Yeah.
One thing about E-Man, if E-Man say he do not care, believe him. Believe him. E-Man is really, I mean, even like there's sometimes E-Man can make a statement and I can kind of rebuttal his statement.
Mm-hmm.
And E-Man's statement is his statement. His stance is his stance. I'm just like, is this man for real? Because I'm married to you now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your stance
mm-hmm.
is your stance. Like mm-hmm. you just, what you say, and you just mean it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd be like, but let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
For a woman
mm-hmm.
to have a man as such as yourself is so attractive. Now, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
In the life of marriage, right? Yes, sometimes you get on my nerves. What do I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I cannot change your opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I'm like, well, we should do it this way. And you're like, but Mandy, no. And I'm just like, oh, he get on my nerves, you know? And then I try to bat my eyes a little bit, you know?
Well, because, you know, I'm always looking what's for me, you know, now that I got you as a partner,
right.
What's best for the and a lot of times
I get it. That's why I really respect. But that's mm-hmm. why I respect it. Not to cut you off,
mm-hmm.
but that's why I respect it, because when you have someone, he's able to lead. See, we have a man that's a visionary,
mm-hmm.
and he's able to lead. I mean, that just really does something for me. It moves me. It just moves me, right? So, because I love my man. Look, don't I do? But I, you know, people
right.
ask me sometimes because my personality. You
right,
know,
right, right.
My personality sometimes, I guess. To them, they're reading into it. It's not connecting to them because they're looking from afar, you know.
Mm.
But I tell them all the time, I honor my husband. And my husband, no, I honor him. in more ways than one, you know, always, you know, always going to make sure dinner's on the table.
I listen,
he say, Mandy, I'm there, you know, I'm there. But, and it's because of the type of man you are. You, it's like reciprocity. I want to honor you. I want to wash your clothes. I want to rub lotion on your back.
Hey.
And I do mean the dry back when you're, after you get out of the a hot shower. You know, I want to do those things. Why? Because you are rightfully in your place. You are a leader. You are a visionary. You know, you see after me. Not only do you see after me, but you see into me, you know. And and I mean, you pick up on my vibes. You know, when something's going on, you come, baby, let's talk. What are you dealing with today? What are you thinking about? You know, when there are challenges, of course. You know,
right,
so
right.
With that being said, you cover me.
Because, you know, I've always been told you should be able to pay, you should be paying attention to your woman, just like a woman should be able to pay attention to your man.
Right.
I mean, some men don't even know they girlfriends or they wife's favorite color right now. If they wife say, what is your favorite color? Most men, girl, I don't care about your favorite color, but that may be important to her.
Right.
Why? Because if you like black and I keep showing up with green, at the end of the day, man, do you ever see me in a green? You know, and so it's those little signs, and then you know, I talk about Bishop Jakes all the time because I've been serving him for 26 years, and I just love that dude because he has pulled into a lot of what we men really need. He did a teaching a year ago about model homes, and man, I tell you, I just glean a lot of. I get a lot of wisdom from T.D. Jakes because, boy, this brother here, you know, he make a Negro see things that you probably would never, ever see, you know, because he deal with a lot of the practical.
Right.
And so, you know, my father's going on to be with the Lord. And end of the day, when you have a man that really teaches men how to know who they are, because like Bishop will say all the time, if some man is bagging out of the driveway tonight, I remember one day I went to work or something like that. I bagged out. You said, you coming back home?
Yeah, I was joking.
I know you were joking. But it was funny the way you said it. I was like, huh?
You always say you talk about that. So yeah. I thought it was cute. Are you coming back? But
that was funny. I was like, what in the hell was he talking about? But because, see, a lot of people are, you know, when you ain't really a man is really teaching a man teaching another man, you know, and you ain't really your father done passed on, and you have heard so many different mentors teach, but they not really teaching man stuff.
Right.
Men need to be taught man stuff.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, by now you should every man should know by now one stream of income is not going to do it. Not in these times that we're living in.
Right.
Every man need a side hustle today. Every man need another stream of income coming in.
Right.
I mean, I know we can get content and we can, you know, I often wonder, and we got 12 minutes before we wrap this show up, Mandy. I often wonder when I used to see elderly people that have retired, but then I end up and look up and see them working. A lot of times it ain't that they need to.
Right.
It's variables to it. A lot of times they keep working. They don't want to go home and sit out and die. The other part of it is that they come out of retirement and to work a little bit because they still recognize one income just don't get it done a lot. You understand what I'm saying? If I got the health in my body, the strength in my body, and I can be out making a dollar, why not?
Why not?
And so – we used to miss school. Well, man, they must didn't have money. They must didn't have this. No, they refuse to sit down. They refuse to just live off of one little check that's going to stretch them from this month to the next month. Why? Because the cost of living. Man, you can't buy a dozen eggs nowadays.
You cannot.
You get three of them for $6. If you buy a dozen, 24 of them, it's $12. Why? Because everything is high now.
Everything.
And so as a man by now, you need to understand that, you know, I mean, if your schedule fit to where you can be, because, you know, we used to often say we didn't understand why our dad is doing without working and not being at home, because there's a lot of fathers in the home that's still absentee. You in the home and you absentee. you know. And so we can't make that excuse we got absentee fathers, because there's a lot of them in the home that's still absentee.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's kudos to the brothers that goes out there and work and provide and make it do what it do, because they understand they got a family that they're taking
yes.
care of. And so when you got to help meet, M-E-E-T,
mm-hmm.
such as God that afforded me to have, to help you meet your obligations. And so you being that type of sister that, you know, that's the president and the CEO of your organization,
mm-hmm.
Kudos to you in this Women History Month of putting your foot to the plow, hanging in there, not giving up, being courageous and bold enough not to throw in the towel because other people walked away, not to throw in the towel because other people didn't like the way you did it,
mm-hmm.
not throwing in the towel because you didn't end up being a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's sexy and what's beautiful, when you know you courageous and when you bold enough to step out of your courageousness to be courageous,
mm-hmm.
and not to be able to fit in. Me personally, I don't like people that fit in,
mm-hmm.
because people that fit in, you got to really, really be careful that everybody got to fit into your little box. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because two things is happening. One thing, you're not growing because all of y'all think alike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to be around people that don't think the same way I think.
Right.
Why? Because I can learn to think different.
Mm-hmm.
If you come with a different agenda, you come with a different opinion, you come with a different idea, you create it, then I can see myself growing. If all of us, you know, we all had to do it the same way, ain't nobody growing. And so I don't even really like being, I don't like being in churches that they all teach the same, everybody live the same way. Hell, I don't want to be in that kind of church. I want to be in a church where everything is different. You understand what I'm saying? You able to go into the marketplace. You able to do this. You able to do that. I don't want to be in no organization where everybody is doing this. If you thinking the same way, this person thinking the same way, well, anybody growing over here? Anybody got any different ideas?
I mean, what are you doing this year differently
that you
than
did
you did last year?
Yeah.
Outside of your ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because a lot of times when you're incarcerated, it's hard to change. And not only that, but thing a person does is based on someone else's approval.
Yeah, right. And so, and this is why I love this network and Blog Talk Radio Network, because they allow you to be creative.
Right.
You know, be you. You know, do you, be you. You don't have to be like nobody else, because I'm not a copycat. I'm original. I am original of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I watch people. They, you know, it's a saying that if you at least gonna copy off of someone, at least copy off the right cat.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna copy off of you, you're gonna have to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I look to strong leaders. I look to be indifferent. I dare to be different. I don't even want to be like. I don't want to be like a person that get up and go to work every day and come home and go to church and get up and go to work, come home and go. I don't want to be like that person.
Mm-hmm.
I dare to be different. You know why? Because he created me to be different.
Yes.
And so for you, Mandy, tonight, we wanted to put your footprint in the sand over here on the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you for all that you're doing in your organization, on the network. Man, it has just been beautiful. When did we get married? And listen, we got
when did we get married?
December, right?
Last December year.
The 9th of last year, right?
Yes, we did.
How long has that been? This, I got to do 2 minutes. You got to help me out.
It's been over 3 months.
We've been over 3 months now?
Yes.
It's been beautiful being in. And the thing I'm enjoying the journey is because every day I'm packing something different. I'll be coming home. What's new today? You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because when you're on a journey with someone, it is beautiful to sit back and to have that kind of journey, to have that kind of a person in your life where you can come home and be happy to come home.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So thank you for making it easy. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for making it, I will use this word. Thank you for keeping it real and being you.
Mm.
Because see, at the end of the day, you know, I think people, they won't be real.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they don't be real, you won't be real because you think you're doing what they want you to do. You know, and what happens, you've been doing this all along, and that ain't really what that person wanted all along.
Right.
And so if you...
But that's why it's important to have conversations,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's to really have conversations, and we know that some conversations can, people can get emotional and passionate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important, especially as a married couple, to really have these type of conversations where you can be real in the privacy of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what I like, babe. Well, I'm really not feeling that. You know, well, that's not me. Well, you know, and that's how we learn another. You know, because marriage, you know, you learn each other.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, I don't want to get 10 years down the line and be like, you know, I'm not connected to my husband, or you know, or have all these issues, or I don't want to be touched by my husband.
Mm.
You know, no. If there is issue, the issue needs to be addressed in an intelligent way, meaning that I need to be heard, you need to be heard, and also, right, we need to allow each other
Remember that 10 years from now.
Our opinions. No,
I'm gonna break that. I'm gonna pull this shoe out. You remember what you said?
That's why we have these conversations now. Mm-hmm. Have them now. That way we're not harboring ill feelings or just not sweeping things under the rug. And then before you know it, as we know, are you recording me? As we know, pressure bursts a pipe, right? Sweeping things under the rug, before that's built up pressure.
What do you mean?
You may bag out the driveway. You may, I thought you were like, you know, accountability. Let me hold you. Let me, 10 years from down the line, I'm going to repay. No, but what I'm saying is pressure bursts a pipe.
Right.
We do not have to have that moment where you bag out the driveway and you intentionally.
Don't come back. Huh?
Right. We don't have to have that moment. So we deal with these things now. So it's the small foxes that spoils the vine.
Someone asked me, Mandy, they say, you're a man to sit there and talk. Like, I say, man, in talking to her, I enjoy having a conversation with her. They asked me, they said, do she try to mentor you? I said, no, I said, no, she don't try to mentor me. She, you know, sometimes as I'm listening to her talk, she, you know, she share a lot of things that I sit there and listen to, being older.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Me being 61, you know, being married before, you know, as I sit there and listen, I get good perspective. Me and you can have open communication, and not even an auger. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Not fuss.
We really have good communication skills. We communicate.
Yes, by everything.
And we don't always agree, but we communicate. And it's like we sit there and we come up with the solution and we carry it out.
Well, I appreciate you tonight. Man, this has been the E-Man After Show. I want to appreciate you tonight. I wanted to have you on tonight. I asked you, would you do it? And you were like, well, I guess. You know, put me down. I guess I'm going to do it.
Right.
But, you know, because I get it a lot of times, you know, you and your wife, y'all just gel so together. Y'all personality. I say, man, I'm pulling them layers back little by little. And it's just a pleasure to be. So I'm Peacock Proud and High and happy to be married to you.
Thank you, baby.
Calling you my chocolate chip. And boy, look at him.
Oh, you was a mess with that one, right? Listen, I love chocolate chips.
Yeah, and so I want to appreciate you. You're just taking the time out because, you know, you're putting your footprints in the sand. You know, one day some mentee child, one of your grandbabies is going to remember their grandmother and say this about you. And so we want to appreciate all that you do. Stay on the wall, you know. What are y'all talking about on your show next Sunday night? Frenemies? Is that what y'all talking about? Oh, that's going to be a good.
Yeah, so it's going to be good. You have friends, and you have people in your space that's not necessarily a friend. You know, it's like the Judas in the midst, you know. Or you just have some people, they're provoked in different ways, and it's not for the good. And so those frenemies, sometimes they just have to be identified. So we're going to talk about frenemies. Maybe someone out there have a personal experience with a frenemy. You know, somebody that... they're in your circle and they act as if they're your friend, but they're not. They portray as if they're a friend, but they're really not a friend, you know.
That's going to be a good conversation.
So that's going to be a great conversation. So you want to tune in to Mandy the Mentor Show on Blog Talk Radio Network on Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And what is that? Let's Talk It Up with Mandy.
Let's Talk It Up with Mandy.
New segment. And then come back on the E-Man After Show. We get ready to end the show, Mandy. Come back next Sunday night. We're going to be honoring Deacon. Hello, Deacon Fred Bell.
Yes.
We appreciate you, man. We're going to be honoring him next Sunday night with this segment.
So awesome.
And so, Mandy, appreciate you tonight. We're getting ready to get on up out of here. So hope you guys have a blessed, productive week on this week. Mm-hmm. Until we meet again, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
What is that?
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.